Kutamaran and Torah Memhe. So on this week's Parsha. So a lot of people ask a lot of times, why do Bedavka, one of the most common things you'll hear if you go to Uman for Hashana, is this. So people want to know sometimes, why, what's the Indian of that? So a lot of people don't know, so they just, oh, okay, I guess I'll go like that, you know? But then people who do know and like realize that you can just go like that, get the same thing done. But listen to this. So Rav Nachman has a Torah in Memhe, and it's this Parsha, so it's get at it, get to learn inside. Also, Perm's coming, so it's a Perm Torah also. Bemis. Goes like this. Lashon Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha. Machas kapayim batfila. Right? Clapping your hands in tefila. Ki aidei zeh nisorim bechinas knafayim. Through that, through clapping your hands, you're ma'orer knafayim. You know what knafayim means? Wings. Exactly. Shemisham baha dibor. Because from the wings comes the dibor. Kemosha kasav, like it says in Koheles. Uval knafayim. Right? The ones who have wings. Yageid davar. So what do you see, again, building off what we've been learning the last couple of nights, is that you see knafayim go with davar. Right? So when you have knafayim, that's yagei davar. You can give over your diburim. Ksiv, and it says in Yechezkel, bidei adam mitachas kanfayim. Right? The hands of a person are underneath his wings. Okay, so now remember what we've been saying the other nights. Here's what he's about to take us on a little bit of a journey. Nimtza sha'ayidei sha'adam nis'ora biyadayim shalo, through a person being me'orer with his yadayim, which means clapping, azaya knafayim misorim, so too his wings be misorim. Hainu kanfei rea. Kanfei rea is called the lungs. Right? The lungs also awaken. Shemisham nisave dibur. Where is dibur? What is dibur? Remember, so last night, dibur is breath. So where does breath come from? It comes from the lungs. The difference between just going like that versus saying words is just that I'm forming the breath. That it comes out as dibur. But it comes from the kanfei rea. Right, if you look at your lungs yourself, what do the lungs look like? Look like wings. It look, mamas look like wings. No? Aval, adayin tzrichin lahachin l'sakin peh l'kabas dibur b'socha. But still, in order to get the dibur, you have to have a peh, you have to have a mouth that's worthy to speak out these words. Vayidei shemakel kaf el kaf. Let me see some makel kaf el kaf. Strong, yeah, there you go. Let me see. Strong. You're already good at it. We know that. Vayidei shemakel kaf el kaf. But through clapping the hands, aidei zeh nishave hapeh. That's what creates a peh to say the diburim. Which means that through the clapping, it gives you the peh to say diburim. Listen to what he says. Ki b'chol yad chamisha etzbos. Right, with every hand, there's five fingers. Va'kos ha'oros, yad yamin b'yatzmo. Right? Hainu chamisha pam chamisha. So when I go like this, it's 5 times 5, which is how much?
25.
Ha'kos, the oros come together. Right? Va'kos yatzmo b'yad yamin. When I go like that, how much is that? Also 25. So now you have what? You have 25 and 25.
50.
Yeah? So what do you have now?
Yeah, chamisha
pam, chamisha gematria, gam king chafe. Shnei pam chafe, gematria, 50. So you have 25 and 25, now you have 50. So what's 50? Zeh, no. Zeh, bechinos chamishim pamim, yitzias tzraim, shenizkar b'torah. That's why it says in the Torah, the Zohar quotes, it says 50 times in the Torah, mentions yitzias tzraim. The shevach yitzias tzraim 50 times. Why? Ki aide bechinos yovel, yotzim migalas mitzrayim. Right, yovel, how much is yovel?
50.
Yovel is the year 50. So through yovel, we have galas mitzrayim. The ikr galas mitzrayim, shayah dibor begalas. Right, we know, we said before, that what did we say? The ikr galas in mitzrayim was the galas of dibor. That's what Ariza likes to say, that what? That pesach, zosios, peh, sach, the mouth that speaks. Which means that what? That on Pesach, that's why, what's the whole Indian of Pesach? What do you do? No, so he says, but it's the same osios. Like, for example, you have this week's Parsha, you have Ma Zeh B'yadecha, right? The stick. But if you look, it's written, it's written Mem Zayin Hei. Exactly. Good. Right? So it's this week's Parsha, right? Told you, everything in here. Right? So what does it mean? So where am I? Oh, that's why, what do we do on Leil Seder?
The story,
the whole is Haggadah. It's all about speaking. The whole night you speak. And what does it say? Kol hamar belesaper harizem meshubach. The more you speak, why? Because you get your dibor back. Shev dibor begalas. So she'll say, "Yeah, Moshe kavad peh." That's why Moshe was the leader. What was wrong with him? This week's parsha again. What happened? He was kavad peh, right? He had a certain speech impediment. Vayi de gula nisab b'chinas peh. Through gulas and tzayim, what happens? We get a peh. Ever listen to this carefully. Nimsa sha'ayde chamish and shari bina nishave peh. So you see, through the chamish and shari bina, which is what the gulas and tzrayim was, creates a peh. That's what it says, this week's parsha. Zebchinas mi sam pela adam. Right? We know this week's parsha. What does Hashem say to Moshe? Who gives a pet to a person? So now it says, me, davka. That me, what's come out your me? 50. That me, that what happens? That me, when you have 50, sampel, that's what gives a person his mouth. Which is what? Which is this. And that's what gives you their mouth. To what? To speak the diburim. Nimtza, sh'ay de machas kaf, chamisha etzvos yamin, chamisha b'shibi atzmol, 25 on the right, 25 on the left, chamisha b'yad smol v'yad sh'bi yad yamin, nishav b'chinas mi. It awakens me, sh'ayi de den, nishav epeh, like it says, mi sam pel adam. And that gives you the diburim to daven. So again, it's making you for tefillah, to daven. Va'peh mekabel ha'diburim e'kam fe'reah. So then the peh is mekabel diburim from where? From the lungs. Mosh kasu, uvakan afayim, person with wings, yagi davar. Uknafayim nisorim besorus yedei adam. And how do the lungs awaken? Through the source of the yadayim, like it says, vide adam mitachas kenafeim. That where are a person's hands? Underneath his wings. So let me ask a question. Yeah, if right now you're underneath me and I raise my hands, what happens? This also awoken. So since the lungs are underneath the yadayim, right? So it means when I raise my hands, what else is awoken? The lungs.
The lungs.
Exactly. Which means that what? So when I lift up my hands, what else is lifted up?
The lungs.
Which means that's where Dibra comes from. 1255. Yeah? Kemosh kasev yidei adam mitachas kafeim. V'chol zeh, listen, he says it's so givali. V'chol zeh anu ron b'chush. We see this straight up. She'edayim hein keneged kafei rea. Where your yadayim? Your yadayim right next to your lungs. It says in halacha n'yoradeh. Feels that amra poskim b'yoradeh. Nishbar hagaf. If the wing of a bird breaks, samuch laguf, next to the guf, it's a trefa. Again, one more time. What does a trefa mean? That is like a punctured lung. So again, if you see that what? If the wing is broken, that means that what? The wing is the hands of the bird,
yeah, but
right?
That's broken over here.
No. It's broken over here. Right? It means that what? There's a halach in yoradeh. It means that what? That it's a trefa. Kibevadai nikev alidezeh hareya. Why? Because if the hands are broken, if the wings are broken, that means that what? That means that the lungs are also broken. Why? Because they're connected to each other. That through the hands coming together, it awakens the lungs. It awakens everything to come out. And that's what we get done through machaska. That what? It's havepeh. It gives our dibur. Mi sam pel adam. It gives you your diburim to speak. Doesn't mean you should be a fool and just disturb everyone. It's to realize that what? That there's something really going on. That Rav Nachman's really giving you avodah. Obviously, it's coming from much, much higher in Yonim, but it's a real avodah. So just since we have 3 more minutes, right? If you have to go, you can go. Just to speak, 1 second.
Just
wait, about,
don't you just have twice? Like this?
Whatever you want. Be simple about it.
If you're trying to get 50.
Just be simple about it. Don't have to chashban out with it. Just simplicity. Just say I'm being mechavim, whatever Rav Nachman tells me. I'm going to put my hands together. You know? That's it. This is the difference between someone who's like off his rocker and someone who's no. Someone who's off his rocker goes like this all davening. And doesn't daven a word. Wow, but I clapped. I did this, right? Yeah, but you didn't do anything. You forgot to use the pet. Right, and Ish Pasha goes like this and says, you know what? So mech. And that's it. This is what Ben Ishchai says. It's a Ben Ishchai, halachos Ben Ishchai, in Parshat Zos Abracha. This is what he says. Mashim in Os Yud Ches. Mashim marbim b'simcha lichvod ha-toira. The fact that we're marbim b'simcha on Simchas Torah, we have a lot of simcha. He mitzvah gedola. It's a huge mitzvah. U'b'chol davar yechavin adam l'shem shemayim. Right? The person to make sure that whatever you're doing, you have to make sure that you're mechavin l'shem shemayim. V'yizahir mila'arei b'socha simcha shal Torah schok v'kaz rosh. The person should be careful that what? That the simcha should be real simcha. It should be simcha of kedusha. Visa Medrash, with David Mechaker Bechol Oz Lefnei Hashem, that David danced with all his might. What does it mean, Bechol Oz? Bechol Kochel. Mahu Mechaker, She'em Make Yadav Zo Al Gav Zo B'Toveach. It says, what does it mean that Mechaker? So the Medrash says that David, when he was dancing in front of the Aron Hashem, he was clapping his hands together. So this is what the Ben Ishchai says. It says, this is what you have to Mechavin when you're clapping your hands. She'em Mechavin Lahagber Hayamin Al Smol. That you have to mechavin that what? To bring the right over the left, which is chesed over gura, the rachmim al adin. Vaya mechavin lematik al yedezeh, chamisha gura sarmuzim, b'chamesh etzbos hemin. It's the concept of 5 dinim, have kavana with your etzbos. It says, and that's what it means when it says, what? Chamisha pam chamesh baka him chathe. Right? It's 25. And that's the simon davar. Ko, what do we say? What do the kohanim say? What's the bracha kohanim? Ko Sivarchu es Bnei Yisrael. So what does it say? It says Ko, right? That's what you say. Every day we say this before. We say Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, Yerushem Bnei Melecha Vichnecha, Yisrael Hashem Bnei Melecha. That Ko Sivarchu, sorry, right before that, the Pasuk says, V'aron Ko Sivarchu. This is what he blessed them with. So Ben Yishkai says, so Ko, what's Ko? Kafe. So remember, this is the Ko Sivarchu es Bnei Yisrael. That what? Through the clapping, it brings bracha onto Klal Yisrael. It's Mamshich Brachos Antas. And it's not just a small thing. It's not just a, you know, kid play. Right? There's really stuff going on. So just to finish off, yeah? Finish off? Finish off? One more piece? If you have to go, you can go. See the tzad. See the tzad. This is Gematria Parm. See the tzad. Okay? Isn't it? Isn't it? It's very sweet. So we know that Yakimosh, listen, until he comes to get you, listen, yeah?
No, yeah, we're going to
have. Okay. So it goes like this. It says that what's Purim called? Where's Purim? Where do we get the name Purim from? Why is it called
Pur,
Purim?
Water.
From Pur. Right? From the shame Pur. So see, that's how I have questions. So then what should it be called? It should be called Pur. Why is it called Purim?
Because he cast a lot of them until he landed on Adar.
It should be called Pur. It says, I'll shame Hanes the Pur. This is what Tzidat Tzadik says. First of all, Tzidat Tzadik Gematria Purim. Listen. So, but that should be called Purinu then. Why is it called Purim? So it goes like this. So where do we get that Yud and Mem from? So remember, what did we just say before?
50.
So 50 is the Shari Bina. Right? That Bina is called the Olam HaShmini. Which means that what? That's 7 times 7, 49. So one above that, which is called Yovel, right? That's Olam HaShmini. So Bina is also called the Olam HaTshuva. Right? It's called the Olam HaTshuva is Bina. This is what he says. Umama o nechmar hadavar lahamis ha'inyan b'lashon rashizal. Shpeish ala pur dahaman shepil be'is hazam. He did it while he was angry. Hipil pur hu agoral. Hipil, mishi hipil v'lo pirish mi. It doesn't say who it was. V'aratzon shebe'esh li tasapur. When Haman did it, adayin lo purish bo hapur halazeh ha'asvan mi. But still what happened? It was just a pur. There was no me in it. Ki adayin lo shavu az b'tshuva shlema. Because what? We didn't do tshuva yet. Rak achar kach. When we did tshuva, which is me, which is bina, which is 50, as nimde lahem kimidasam, the nishtatu ha'etzim ha'asvan alalu ba'atzim la'pur, v'nachvach l'purenu v'naseh purim, that we created purim with what? With our 50, with our tshuva, and that's why makat kav l'kav is a huge Indian dafka of purim farim say. Why? Because you create 50, which is the tshuva, and it's very nice. So what does purim have to do with tshuva? Yeah, what's purim have to do with tshuva? Because look at this, take the word Purim b'miloy, spelled like this, yeah? Pei is Pei Yud. Vav is Vav al Vav. Resh is Resh Yud Shin. Yud is Yud Vav Dal. Mem is Mem Mem. It's Gematria 7-3 and Gematria Tshuva. The Shlemus of Purim is what? That it brings you to Tshuva. Which is what? Which is that me. Which is that 50 Olam HaBina. And that everything comes back to Maka Kaf HaKaf. So Bichavi, when you're doing it, some people do it, oh, everyone else here, we've got Balgaiva. You should do it. What? Bichavi, no, I have to do Tshuva. Olam HaBina. Olam HaShmini, 50. And that's the whole nekuda that we're trying to be mechavin. That as we get to these days of Purim, to what to realize that Pur turned to Purim because of our tshuva, because of our makel kaf al kaf. See, after Shema B'Zilcha, to clap our hands strong, clap our hands with that day of David Makam Shicha, Meir Menu, Amen.